Saint Paul in the letter to the Ephesians say, now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. The light produces every kind of goodness, righteousness, and truth. This statement from Saint Paul resumes the invitation of this fourth Sunday of Lent. We are invited to live as children of light, to be light as individuals, rejecting all kind of darkness in our own life, rejecting sinfulness in our life, opening our life for renewal and the healing and forgiving action of Jesus, who is our shepherd and who is the light of the world. To be light as individuals, working for justice and truth, looking for all that is good, like generosity, forgiveness, compassion, mercy, kindness, mutual respect and tolerance, sympathy, gratefulness, gratitude, and many other good things that we can do as children of light and as individuals. That is one of the main invitations today. Be the light of the world, rejecting darkness and doing every goodness that you can do. Then we are invited also to be the light as a family, discovering and experiencing the love of God manifested in the family through mutual love, respect, appreciation, and tolerance, but especially love, that is the strongest bond of unity for a Christian family. That is a big challenge today. I grow in a big family. You know that I am the 7 of 8. And my parents were very devout. And, you know, for a big family, it's always difficult. But there was always love. That even now, my parents are gone, and I am far, or other of my brothers are far, we try to keep united. And we keep the unity because there is love for each other. We learned how to forgive and how to love others at home, in the family. We are called to be the light as a community, opening our hearts and minds to new realities, not being like the Pharisees at the gospel, who refused to believe, who refused to accept Jesus as the Christ. They refused to see the signs that he was doing, amazing things, and they refused it. They were not willing to welcome him and to recognize in him the Christ. We must be open for new realities in our community. We can be the light as a community, being ready to work and to help the less fortunate, being sensible to the needs of our community, making our community a family of faith. We are called also to be the light as the church, fulfilling the responsibility of bringing the light of the gospel to all the earth, or at least helping others to fulfill that mission, that task, to go and bring the light of the gospel to all the earth. Looking for different ways of participation and inclusion, and working together as people of God, as is said by the ongoing synod. The synod invites us to walk together as a community, as people of God, with the Pope, the bishops, the priests, and the community. We are invited to walk together. And of course, we should not forget that the main purpose of Lent is to prepare ourselves to have a worthy Easter celebration, a celebration that will help us to renew our faith, a celebration that will help us to renew our relationship with God, and to renew our relationship with our community, our belonging to the church. Remember that Easter is that possibility to say again to Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to be a member of the church. When we renovate the baptismal promises at the Easter celebration. My brothers and sisters, that preparation is only possible if we, as the blind man of the gospel, look sincerely for the mercy and love of Jesus and open our hearts to his action. It is only possible if we open ourselves to that healing and forgiving power of Jesus. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Lord Jesus, guide us in our Lenten journey and help us to be children of light and witness of life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.